Democrats who lead the New York State Legislature will move ahead with several criminal justice reforms in the remaining weeks of the 2021 session. But Republicans say the measures go too far and claim they'll contribute to rising crime rates. Karen DeWitt has more.
Assembly Republican leader Will Barclay says the crime rate in major cities in New York increased in 2020 and that concerning trend is continuing in 2021.
It seems like every morning we wake up to see another story about violence in our streets or a shooting where innocent victims are either killed or injured. And with these horrific headlines, it's not a surprise New Yorkers are wondering, what's being done in Albany? Sadly, absolutely nothing.
The rate of violent crimes is up nationally as well, though not as high as in earlier decades like the 1980s and 90s. Some political leaders and law enforcement officials have attributed the rise to increased societal tensions during the COVID-19 pandemic, the closure of key services that could discourage people from committing crimes, and a lack of adequate gun control laws. But Republicans in the state legislature place the blame on the recently enacted laws approved by Democrats in the Senate and Assembly and signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo. They say ending New York City's controversial stop and frisk program and the elimination of most forms of cash bail has led criminals to take advantage of the changes to commit more offenses. Assemblyman Mike Riley is a former NYPD officer.
Their policies have created what has essentially become a revolving door for criminals.
Republicans also oppose a measure known as Clean Slate. It would expunge some criminal records for those who've already served their time in prison. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.